It's a special episode edition. It is on both Podmoles and Ask the Page Turns.
So, if you're watching this, also go on Podmoles, which is also on Spotify.
Or also Ask the Page Turns, because we are both recording this. So, just go to the other one. Check out the other podcast, whatever podcast you're listening to this on.
Podmoles is about, like, animals. Pets and animals. Pod and moles.
Yeah, and then as the page turns
is about books.
So I just had this idea. What if we can do a special edition and we both record it and we read a book about animals, because Podmoles is animals and then yours is books. So that could work for both of our podcast themes.
And I picked out a book and it's called Pig the Pug. It's
I've read it.
You guys might know of it.
Yeah, I think I read it in, like, first or second grade or something.
Okay, I'm gonna start it, okay?
Okay.
Pig the Pug. Pig the Pug. And I'm sorry to say, he was greedy and selfish in most every way.
So, do we take turns with pages?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, that was funny because the bowl said mine, all in caps. He lived in a house with a wiener dog, Trevor. But when was he nice to him? I'll tell you, never. You've got some great toys there, poor Trevor would say. But Pig would just grumble, they're mine, go away.
But it might be more fun, Trevor said to Pig, if we both play together. Pig flipped his wing.
No, they are mine. Didn't you hear? Only mine. Keep your paws off them. They are mine, mine, mine. I know what your game is. You want me to share, but I'll never do that. I won't, I swear.
And with that, he protected to gather his stuff and make a big pile with his stuff and a puff.
And once he had gathered them up in a pile, he howled from the top with a satisfied smile. There, shouted Pig, now you won't get my loot. It's mine, 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 mine. So why don't you scoot?
Jeez, right. But just at that moment, poor Trevor did see a pile of wobbling. Wait, the pile was wobbling. Oh, dear me. Watch out there. Good Trevor did cry. But the shame off it was.
Well, pugs cannot fly.
These days is different. I'm happy to say it's so very different in most every way.
Yes, Pig shared his toys now, and Trevor's his friend, and they both play together.
While Pig on the med.
They look like a mummy.
Okay, that's gonna be probably the main screen of my profile thing.
Maybe that should be my profile picture. I'm taking a screenshot of that. Okay, I feel like we should read a couple because they're short. If you have a couple, because that was four minutes. And we don't want a 4-minute episode. I mean, that's short. Oh, no, there's only one.
Okay, what's different book.
What about Diary of a Pug?
Okay. Let's see if I have it. Okay, yes. Diary of a Pug. I think this is about pugs.
Yes, today's episode is pugs.
Okay. Diary of a Pug.
pug, not pig. This isn't pig. It's a totally different pug.
Yeah.
Okay, so who reads the first page?
You.
Okay. I make many different faces. Belly rub face, have to go out face, really have to go out face. There's like pictures with them. So that is probably not the best book to read. But same with comics, because you can't see their expressions, so.
Yeah. Okay. Wait. Did you read this whole page?
No. Do you want me to, though?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that name, though, they said. Not at the top, the bottom, like, square.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe it's not a name, I don't know. Face for a duchess. She acts like she owns the place. Be on your way, minion. Hey, you're not the boss of me. Face for nuts. He steals my stuff all the time. Come and get it, pug. Oi, give it back.
Here are some of my favorite things. My skateboard. Bear. Peanut butter. You know what is not my favorite? Getting wet when my human Bella first brought me home. I jumped into a bubble bath with her, but eek! There was water. Well, obviously there's water. It's a bath. Okay, under the bubbles, Bella laughed so hard that that's how I got my name, by the way.
What is her name?
You? I don't know. Okay, that's how I got my name, by the way. You know what else is wet? Rain. I will not go out in the rain, not even if I have to go. Do my business. No.
But back to Bella. She is the most important thing in my life. We met at a pet adoption fair. It was love at first sniff. You are so cute. What is that yummy smell? And it turns out it's actually like peanut butter or something. We have loads of fun together. One of our favorite things to do is arts and crafts. But she can be forgetful sometimes. Like when she forgets her lunch for school, I always help her out. Thanks, Bub.
Okay, so his name is Bub?
Maybe, or that's just their nickname. I don't know.
Yeah. Speaking of school, I miss Bella so much when she is there. But woohoo, it's Friday. Today is, it's the weekend. I get 2 whole days with Bella. I gave her the best welcome home this afternoon. Aw, Bub, I miss you too. Guess what? I have a surprise for you, but it will have to wait until tomorrow. I'm too tired to show it to you. To you now. Oh, sorry, I'm running a little off. Let's just snuggle, okay? Diary. I love snuggling, but I can't stop thinking about the surprise. What could it be?
Chapter 2, Pugs and Kisses. Oh, that's so cute. There's like a pug face and an X, pug face and an X. Okay, Saturday. Dear Diary, this morning I had to find out what the surprise was, so I tried to wake Bella up super early. Attempt 1. That tickles, Bubby. Lick, lick. 5 more minutes. Lick, lick. I thought Sleeping Beauty would never get up. I finally used my no-fail move.
Oh, this is glitching.
Yeah. It's glitchy. That's the thing about doing
it. You kind of glitched.
I know. I'll just redo it. I thought Sleeping Beauty would...
Okay, go again.
I thought Sleeping Beauty would never get up. I finally used my no-fail move.
Three.
Haha, she falls for that every time. So now that you're up, okay, I'll show you the surprise. Ready? And then they show it to them, and this is like a piece of paper, and this is what it says. Inventor Challenge. Show off your creativity by crafting your own invention. Prizes for best invention, most creative invention, and more. When? This Friday. Wait, they're literally doing it. It's literally happens the day they do it. They do an invention on the day it is. Wait, what?
Boy, an arts and crafts project to do together. I had so many ideas already, but Bella wanted to do some research first. I went very, very slowly. I tried my best to help. We just need to find the right project. Do you mind, Duchess? Not at all, Buddykins. Buddykins.
It says Bubby, I think. Because that's her name, Bubby.
Yeah, Buddykins. Okay. Oh, Diary. I hate it so much when Duchess calls me that. I couldn't let her get away with it.
I chased her through the kitchen and the living room and finally back to Bella's room. I'd almost caught her when...
Pop! Nice one, Bubbykins. I would have had a good comeback, I swear, but it was pretty hungry.
Just then, Bella jumped to her feet. Those exploding chips gave me an awesome idea, Bubby. I know what we'll do for the next invention, but we need supplies. Let's go shopping tomorrow. I had no clue what her idea was, Diary, but I never pass up an excuse to shop. Not ever. Chapter 3. Shop Pug. Dear Diary... Wait, can you... Dear Diary, before we hit the shops... Bella and I tried on a million outfits until we found just the right ones. Ta-da! Who wore it better?
At the arts and crafts store, I tried to guess what invention could be. Cardboard? Oh no, Duchess. Oh no, Duchess loves cardboard. This project better not be something for her. That would be the worst. That is much better. Last time I used tape, it did not go well. But by the time we paid for supplies, I still had no clue what the invention could be. But Diary, as we headed home, my worst nightmare came true. It began to rain. I had to get creative to stay dry. Silly Pug, it's just a little water.
I was so happy when we were home and dry. As Bella got to work on the mystery invention, I was the best assistant ever. Safety first. They're like handing them the goggles. Thanks, Bub. What would I do without you? But I knew that tape was trouble. Oops. Finally, Bella added one last piece to the invention. All of a sudden, I knew what it was. Oh, I can tell, I think.
Yep. A rocket! This was going to win the Inventor Challenge. For sure. I showed Bella how proud I was of her. Like, I have until Friday to make sure the invention is perfect. You and I can test it outside tomorrow after school. Okay? Well, be flying high in no time, Bub. Wait! What did Bella think? I was going to fly in a rocket? Oh no. Diary, I have a bad feeling about this. Chapter 4. Pug Unleashed. Okay, how many pages are left? Okay, yeah, we're not going to read all of this.
50.
There's actually 88 pictures.
I know, there's 50 left.
Okay, should we stop here since it's chapter 4?
No, maybe we should. I don't know. A little bit
another?
More. Yeah, a little bit more, because it's only been 15 minutes, so.
Okay, chapter 4. Pug Unleashed. Monday. Dear Diary, Bella left school this morning. I worried about flying in that rocket all day long. Imagine me as an astronaut. I was totally off my game. I didn't even feel like annoying Duchess. A little nervous today, are we? None of your business.
Usually, it seems like forever until Bella comes home. But today, the hours flew by. I did not want to go in that rocket, no sir. At my lowest moment, I even hoped it was rain. Then we would not be able to test the rocket outside. Can you imagine, Diary? Baron von Bubbles actually wanting it to rain. Oh, their last name is Bubbles. That's why, or something. Before I knew it, Bella was home. I tried to give her a nice welcome, but my tail couldn't even wag. Bella took the rocket out to the yard. I brought Bear with me for good luck. It's almost time for blast off. Stand back, Bub. Huh? Stand back? It turned out Bella never wanted me to fly the rocket. Phew. I went to grab Bear to celebrate, but Bear was not there. Just then, a gray streak dashed across the yard. Oh. Uh-huh.
Come and get it! 6. Oh, no, that's
a nut. Oh, it's a nut.
He is the sneakiest squirrel around. I had to rescue Bear, but Nuts ran up the tree to where I could not reach him. These legs are not designed to climb. Bella was counting down to the rocket.
Yeah, they're pugs.
Blast off. Suddenly, it hit me. The rocket would be the perfect to ride up to Nuts. I was nervous, tired, but Bear needed me. At the last second, I jumped onto the rocket and blast off. 2, 3, 2, Bear. Oh no, Bob.
Rocket flipped and spun out of control. I made it to the tree, all right. Splat. Oh, Bubby, are you okay? Oops, that didn't go quite like I imagined.
Bella got me down, but I've
they,
never
like, smashed
seen
into the tree.
Her so sad. The rocket was in pieces all over the yard. We gathered some parts of it, but others are still missing. It's all my fault. Oh, Bub. We are never going to win now. Oh, and she's crying. Diary, I can't stand seeing Bella so mad. I didn't want to ruin the invention. I have to make it up to her. But how? Ooh. Okay, should we stop here and...
Well, maybe a little bit more, like one more chapter, how about?
Maybe like carry on, maybe next one, or I don't know.
Maybe we can do like a chapter more. Like a chapter or two more. Do what?
Wait.
I think we should do a chapter or two more.
Squirrel. Tuesday. Dear Diary, I spent all morning searching for the missing rocket pieces.
I found almost all of them. I found Bear, too, but there was one piece still missing, a wing. Guess who had it? Looking for this? Oh, great. Just great. I used my famous begging face on Nuts. Please, 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 please give it back. But Nuts wanted to make a deal. If I give you the wing, what will you give me in exchange?
I remember it. What could I trade with Nuts? What does Nuts love? He loves annoying me. Wait, Nuts loves peanuts. I bet Nuts would really love peanut butter. I was not exactly thrilled to give up some of my peanut butter, but I had no choice, anything to make Bella happy again. Nuts had never heard of peanut butter before, so I really, really talked it up. This required a special outfit, of course, including peanut butter. Imagine the best thing you've ever had.
You're in like a peanut outfit.
Wow, now multiply that by 1 trillion. It's an explosion of flavor. The yummiest thing on earth.
That sounds like an ad.
I'm listening. Yeah, I'm listening. It could be all yours for the piece of one rocket wing. Or a real bargain. Okay, a real bargain. I could tell Nuts was interesting. His tail was twitching. Finally, he ran down the tree trunk.
I'll give you the wing for 2 jars of peanut butter. It's a deal. I couldn't believe it, but oops, I had only 1 jar of peanut butter with me, so I raced back inside to get another. I grabbed a second jar from the pantry and dashed back outside just as, boom, the sky clapped with thunder, rain came pouring down. Diary, I had no choice. The deal would have to wait until tomorrow.
Jeez. Bella came home from school a little later. I tried to tell her about my day. I showed her all the rocket parts I found. You're a good dog, bud, but we're still missing the wing, the most important part. Bella searched for the wing herself, but Nuts had hidden it. She tried to make a new wing, but we didn't have enough cardboard or tape. I had made a promise to myself, diary. Rain or no rain, I get that ring for Bella tomorrow. Chapter 6.
Yeah! Go, doggo!
Wednesday. Dear diary, there are only 2 more days until the Inventor Challenge. Today was my last chance to make this right, but it was raining again, so I had to think creatively.
Wait, what page? Oh, we're on page. We might as well just go to the Inventor Challenge, if you think about it. It's Wednesday. Okay. Maybe I could use a catapult to launch the peanut butter to Nuts. Maybe I could send the peanut butter to Nuts on Bella's old fire truck. Or not. New plan. I would go out in the rain, but I would not get wet. The bucket seemed like a good idea at first. Nope, can't see anything. My second idea seemed promising until I went outside. Whoa, too slippy. It was the plastic wrap. They wrapped themselves in that.
Back inside, I sat down to problem solve. There had to be a way to get the peanut butter to Nuts without getting peanut butter to Nuts without getting rained on. Okay. Shh. Wait. Need some help, buddykins? Shh. I'm trying to think. Hey, wait a minute. I had the best idea in the history of ideas. Diary, I would build a tunnel to the tree.
I grabbed as many waterproof things as I could find. I set them up to cover my path to the tree. Belle arrived home from school just as I decided to go for it. Here goes nothing. Not nothing.
The first part of the tunnel was solid, but halfway to the tree, I slipped on some mud. The peanut butter went flying. Everything is a big blur after that. Make it stop! That is not good.
I was still dizzy and very wet when Bella saved me. But guess what, Diary? Nuts gave up the wing. My brave Bubby, you found the wing and you went out in the rain for me. I love you so much. You are the best dog ever. I was so tired. I didn't even mind the bath Bella gave me after that. But Diary, the weirdest thing happened. Look, Bub, even Duchess is impressed with what you did today. Not bad, Pug, not bad. Huh, did Dutch just say something nice to me?
As Bella tucked me in, she whispered to me, "We have all the rocket parts. Now, Bub. But your work today gave me an idea for even better invention. We can build it tomorrow after school, okay? Another invention? Diary, I am way too tired to think about another project now. Good night." Okay. This is getting pretty long, so we should stop here.
Well, that day is Thursday, and we don't have that much left of it. Look. There's only 20 pages left, and these pages are, like...
Yeah, we could do this one. Okay, this will be the last one, okay?
Or I thought we would just finish it, I don't know. There's only 20 pages left. See, look, we're on pages 65 and 66 of 88. I think we can do it, because the pages are short.
Okay. My throat might get a little long, so you might have to read a lot. Okay. Chapter 7. Pug to the rescue!
Oh, I'm fine with that, if I do.
Thursday, dear Diary, wake up, sleepyhead. I need your help. Count me in. We had lots to do today. Bella's new idea is fantastic. Mostly because it's starring me, the cutest pug on the planet.
Bella wanted to build a rain shelter for me. I will never have to do my business in the rain again. Woo! And it has, like, this picture. Ooh, maybe that can be, like, the... Maybe we can use one of these pictures as the cover page for this episode or something.
Okay, the sun was out today. Phew. We built my shelter in the backyard.
Look what's on their head.
Yeah.
It's a toilet thing.
We worked from 3 o'clock until sundown. We didn't even stop for dinner. Finally, the shelter was ready. I'm so hungry. I could eat this rope and that box and that flower. It's time to test it, Bev.
This was the moment of truth. I grabbed the rope, then I tugged as hard as I could. Fingers crossed, Bub, or should I say, pause. The rocket flew through the air. It triggered the latch on the tarp. The tarp unrolled and fell right into place. Yay, it worked, Bubby. We did it.
Bella and I packed the project up to take the adventure challenge tomorrow. Then we tried to get some sleep, but I couldn't help wondering. Diary, the shelter machine worked here. Would it work at school? You still wake, Pup? Yup. Chapter 8. Good luck, Pug. Friday. Dear Diary, I was so nervous this morning. And, oops, sometimes things happen when I'm nervous. Ew, yuck! Poor Bubby, don't worry, let's get dressed. What should we wear?
Wait, they're not going to school that day?
They're going.
Or, I don't know. Oh, but those outfits are so cute. I want twinsy outfits with my dog. That would be so cute.
Yeah.
Oh, right. It's my turn to read. I totally forgot. Yeah. Fashion. The perfect thing to take my mind off my nerves. We found just the right outfits, then headed to school. I made sure nothing was left behind. Don't forget this. What would I do without you, bub? Duchess dashed out of the house before we left and handed me the bell from her collar. It's my good luck charm. You can borrow it today. Well, thanks, Duchess. It's not a big deal. Don't get all mushy. I can't believe I'm saying this, Diary, but maybe Duchess isn't that bad. I think they're not going to... They didn't go to school. Or maybe it is a thing at their school. Because I was like,
don't know.
They did not go to school. It's probably a school inventing challenge.
Oh, look.
I know. It's probably a school inventing challenge.
Okay. Is it inventor? Yeah. We set up the machine in Bella's school gym. So, yeah, that's cool. There were so many other cool projects. I got nervous all over again. Oh, Bubby, are you feeling sick again? It's okay. You are going to do great. Inventor challenge. Sorry. Oops. Sorry again. Before long, it was time for a big moment. Would the machine work at school? Just like it did at home, I pulled on the rope.
And it worked. Yippee! I forgot about my nerves. Everything went perfectly. Can you believe it, Diary? We won. Best pet invention. I couldn't have done it without you, bub. We made a great team. Back at home, Bella had another surprise for me.
Of course. Okay. Now we can even go for walks in the rain. Oh, that's a good. Okay. I'm the luckiest pug on the planet and the cutest. My new raincoat is super duper awesome. Diary. Bella is two. Okay.
And so they also have the little umbrella.
Yeah.
See, I thought we could create it. I mean, finish it. See, there's not much. No. There wasn't much left.
That's the real pug. Oh my. The girl with the pug.
Oh yeah. It was based on them because they have a pug. Although Bella isn't their name, but how many are there of those? Is there just one? Or
yeah.
It makes it sound like it's like a, series. Maybe it will be, though. It depends when this was published.
There's more.
Oh, I thought there was only one.
There's more.
Okay, then maybe we can read those some other time, too.
Yeah. I think there's more.
So, yeah, I think that was a good special edition because it was animal books. So that works for both of our...
Yeah, since it's a special edition, it was a little longer than usual.
Oh, yeah, but not by much, if you think about it. Is there only, 35 minutes right now?
Yeah, mine too. Okay. Thank you for watching.
Thanks, people, for listening. Thanks, people, for listening.
Jesus, kind of hard to talk. Okay, thank you for listening. And hope you enjoy your day.
My throat's sort of dry. Yes, we hope you enjoy your day. Thanks for listening. And make sure to follow us on Spotify, both. And
follow us.
Listen. And if you are listening on Podimals, check out As the Page Turns and the other way around. Goodbye.
Yeah, and if thanks. You're listening, and if you're listening to The Page Turns, listen to Podimals, which I'm also on there. So this is a good podcast. Thanks.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Hope you enjoy your day.
Bye. Have a good day.
Bye.